that previous hour of Armed American Radio was huge. And Mike Vanderbilt and David Kodria have agreed to stay with us into the roundtable. Now, this is where, if you're a new listener to the show, this is where we kick our feet up, we let our hair down a little bit, and we talk about anything we want to talk about. And I think what you heard in the last hour is definitely going to continue, because the work that these two individuals, among others, that what they're doing is what the mainstream media won't do. Wonder why. They're too busy slobbering over Obama. Do you fear the ability of this, or not to say the ability, the desire of this president to strip us of our gun rights, as he did, as we saw what he did here with immigration over the last few days, when he doesn't have to face the voter, knowing what you know about Fast and Furious? I've got 20 seconds, so.
Fear is a pretty strong term. I don't fear it for myself. I fear it for the country and for succeeding generations. You know, we're going to have to wade through a whole lot of blood if this guy continues to take this the way it's looking. And, either the people serve the government or the government serves the people. And I don't know how you finesse that.
Stop right there. When we come back, we'll pick up where you left off. We'll bring David in. I don't know if the ogre's called in or not. We'll see if we can reach him. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back. Mike Vanderbilt, thank you so much for sticking around for the roundtable. Great to have you here, my friend.
No problem.
Okay, so you think it's going to get messy, Mike, if this continues?
Any student of history would probably give you the same answer.
Thank you for taking the bait on that run with that, if you would.
Well, I mean, we share with our, well, let's just call them political opponents, the folks who believe in collectivism. We share a language. We share a border. In some ways, we share a common culture, but not entirely. But if we don't agree on who serves whom, if we don't agree, you know, with the founders that the only free people are those who are unencumbered by the government that they empower, whose only legitimate role is to maintain the rule of law so the rest of us can get about that pursuit of happiness that they wrote about. If we don't agree about those things, then does it matter if we agree on the traffic laws or the rules by which our kids play soccer or football? You know, and the thing of it is, we are so, our beliefs are so diametrically opposed, that either one side or the other wins. That's all. One side or the other wins. There's no other way to look at it. You can't finesse it.
Yeah, there's no in between here. There's no gray area here whatsoever. David, you and I have had many discussions on this broadcast about where we're heading and how we got where we are in this crazy, freaked out, flipped out, upside down world that we appear to be living in. I place a lot of blame on the mainstream media. Let me say an in the tank media. I believe the combination of a in-the-tank, totally biased, out-of-the-closet, slobbering media, if you will, in the age of 24-hour news cycle, poses a terrible danger to the psyche of the nation. I think we're seeing it manifested now. We're seeing it as we sit here and discuss this today. And I asked this question of Ted Nugent when he was on the program. I said, how did we get here? In one word, how did we get here? He said, one word, huh? Apathy. Would you agree with that?
Oh, man. You know, I was thinking you were going to ask me what that word was, and I was going to say apathy.
You agree with it. Mike, I'm assuming that you would agree with that as well, too?
I'd make it stronger. I'd make it cowardice. I think somewhere along the line, we all got comfortable. And we all looked at creature comforts and everything. And so every time somebody came along to incrementally steal some more liberty from us, we backed up grumbling. Well, you know, it's just, you know, okay, you know, maybe they'll go away, all right? Only they don't go away. They never go away. These people are freedom terminators. They do not stop. You have to kill them. All right? You know, my youngest daughter got in trouble one time at school when she was asked, what is the difference between socialism and communism? And she immediately came up with the answer that I've taught them at home, which is a socialist is a communist that hasn't found his AK-47 yet.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at these people and they're all so, you know, meek and mild and reasonable, and they just keep talking about reasonable regulations, okay? You know, you can reasonably regulate yourself into slavery if you allow that to happen. So I would say cowardice is not too strong a word because we're lazy, yeah, we're complacent. But there are times when we could have fought, when we could have, you know, made a stand on things. And we didn't do it. We backed up grumbling, and now our backs are to the wall, and we're going to have to decide, fight or flight.
Well, we're certainly at a place in America that I've never seen in my half a century of existence. And, you know, you hear when you talk about people out on the street. I meet a lot of people when I travel around. I'll get to different cities, do the show. Sign books, whatever it may be, and you have this conversation with a lot of like-minded individuals. But even if they're not like-minded individuals, the honest opponent will tell you that we're in a place we've never been before. They feel something in their gut that they've never felt before in America, David. You want to take off with that one?
Are we coming up on a break? Because I really want to build on what Mike just said.
You know what? We actually are coming up on a break. You are a professional. Let me look up at my clock here. I get so embroiled. It's so fun to listen to Mike talk. We've got 10 seconds, Sean just said. So we'll start to hear some music when we come back from that. Let's give you the microphone and let you run with that here on the Armed American Radio Network. Very compelling hour, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're paying very close attention. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to the show. David Kodria, you wanted to discuss and take off a little bit on what Mike said regarding cowardice, I believe.
Yeah, and basically we were talking about apathy, and then we were talking about cowardice. And apathy, of course, is something that we've talked about many times on Armed American Radio. And Mike brought up in a previous segment about how now is the time for us to be contacting everybody, holding their feet to the fire. And for folks who are new to this program or new to Mike, Unvarnished Vanderbo, for someone who is sticking their toe in the water and hasn't ventured into the deeper end of the pool, may be a bit off-putting to people, but he talks in terms that were very familiar to the founders. The founders themselves used it. And of course, we're all trying to have peaceful resolution to the restoration of constitutional law. I mean, that is the goal of every sane person, and that's my goal, that's Mike's goal. And here's the thing. Unless we get involved in the process, unless we do what Mike urged us to do, it's going to roll over us. We have to be part of that process. We cannot just be consumers. We have to then be propagators, and I would submit, talking again directly to the audience, as I do on occasion, that you need to, by virtue of the fact that you're here listening to Armed American Radio, guess what? You are now a leader. You have to be, because a lot of people are watching some silly dancing or talent program or something like that, and they're not paying attention to this, and they're letting liberty slip from under us, and they don't absolutely care. For the folks who do, for the folks who do know better, you must get involved. You must contact your legislators. You can't just be a consumer. You now need to be a force multiplier. And this is where the cowardice element comes in, because then I hear people saying, well, I don't want to get on a list. Well, guess what? If you've ever filled out a 4473,
you're on a list, pal.
You are on a list. If you've ever visited or commented on a blog that's a gun rights blog or a forum or something like that, you are on the list because they have that spyware out there picking up keywords and searching things and collating things and putting it into a database. And again, we get back into the just a blogger versus the authorized journalist. And Mark, we've talked on this program about stories recently that I have had to spike because my sources have come to me and they're not comfortable going forward because they feel they will be left out on a limb, that there isn't a serious enough political backing for them to go forward and allow me to go ahead and present stories that are of import, that, you know, things like gun walking with sources that come from out of Arizona. You know, they try to tell us this is just confined to Phoenix. No, it's not. And Mike and I have written about that many times. Okay. It's incredible, and this is going to continue to happen because the mainstream media will not report it. NBC finally got around to grudgingly mentioning Gunwalker, but then again putting the spin on it, as the Washington Post does and the New York Times does and all of the mainstream sources do. And unless you get involved and help amplify our voices will be lost in the din and will not get out. And I submit, with what you heard on the previous hour of this program, you need to be contacting your representatives and demanding accountability. And not just once, you need to do it again and again and again, as Mike suggested. And if you don't, I mean, we're trying for peaceful resolution here. We are trying for rule of law. We are trying for the grand American experiment. And if we don't do that because we're either apathetic or we don't want to be on a list, guess what? They've won. And when Mike talks about terms like blood that make us all uncomfortable, what do you think tyranny does?
David, this is political discourse in this country. Used to be, let's give an example. I like to use Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. You want to go back there with me?
Let's go.
For a couple minutes. These two individuals, if you landed here from the mothership and watched Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill do political battle during the day, you'd have thought these men hated each other. You'd have thought these men would have killed each other when the suits came off. And that couldn't have been further from the truth. They did political battle, and they could distinguish between political battle and their real lives. We've gotten past that in this country. The political discourse in this country now borders on hatred. Hatred. And Mike Vanderbo, as a result of that, going forward, how do we stop it? Can we stop it, or is it already out of control?
I don't hate our opponents. You know, I have tried to argue with, you know, rabid anti-gunners in the past to try to get them to see the unintended consequences of where their arguments go. And it all boiled down to, you know, one day somebody asked me, well, tell me what you think about gun control. And I started to explain it, and this gun banner said, well, give me the short answer. I said, okay. If you try to take our guns, we'll kill you. Okay.
Right.
Because in the end, that's what it amounts to. When you're dealing with collectivism, you know, of whatever stripe, you know, eventually, you know, all systems tend to degenerate, and, you know, the centrifugal force sends things to the extreme. You know, you end up with Stalin's argument at the time of the Trieste crisis, when he was told that the Pope didn't like Russian troops occupying Trieste, Italy. And Stalin looked at his advisor and said, The Pope, how many divisions does he have? All right, and that's what you're looking at here. The reason we're in this position is, as I said, we've allowed ourselves to be shoved back time and time again, and we've never shoved back ourselves.
All right, have we allowed ourselves? I know where you're going with here, and I don't want to play semantics. Have we allowed ourselves, or have we just been asleep at the wheel?
Well, I mean, you know, all people are individuals, and, you know, I mean, there's to quantify, you know, to pick one is to deny the heterogeneity of humanity. Okay, I mean, all of us have our reasons for, you know, whatever they are. But I think, whatever it is, the founders would be astounded that we've allowed their constitutional republic to degenerate into this.
Hold on to that thought. We've got another segment left here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back right after these messages with Mike Vanderbeau and David Kodria. You know, they're just bloggers. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the program. I just don't know where we're going with this thing yet. It doesn't have the legs that it should have, and it's hard to put a finger on it right now and say, okay, I see light at the end of the tunnel, that this looks like the end result. Well, what are your thoughts here?
Well, those who want peace should prepare for war. To quote Washington, who was quoting a famous Roman, we can't know what God's going to bring us in the next day or week or years, okay? And republics seem to have a finite shelf life. They only last so long, and then they descend into corruption and finally tyranny. And then the process starts all over again. So, the only thing I would suggest to your listeners is that you act like free Americans. You act like a citizen as long as the tyrants pay attention to you, or the tyrant wannabes pay attention to you. When they get around to stealing elections, as it seems like, people are trending toward for this election coming up, where we're trying to encourage illegals and everybody else to vote who don't have a right to vote. That's a deal breaker. That's a game changer. You steal elections, then bad things happen. So I would just say, folks, you don't know what's coming, but you need to get ready. You need to act like citizens. You need to demand your rights until you're certain that, you can no longer find peaceable redress, and then you await events, because people like this have, tyrants can't stand free people. Eventually they'll attack you.
Mike, I want to thank you for your wisdom and your insight on the program today, and I'm very thankful that you agreed to stay over into the roundtable. I can't thank you enough. It's been a very compelling 2 hours with you here on Armed American Radio. And at this point, because we're getting ready to close out the show, I'll say, you know what? Don't get in trouble with your wife, and go ahead and do what you need to do and prepare for your next interview.
I'm already in trouble with my wife. I stay in trouble with Rosie, but God love her. She's been with me for 27 years. I don't know what she sees in me.
Well, she sees what I think we all see, and the wisdom and the insight from you, no question about it. And I want to thank you again for being here, but we'll let you go ahead and tend to what you need to do on the home front, and then Sean and I will close out the hour. I believe we've lost David, which is okay, because we're getting ready to close out the broadcast. So, Mike Vanderbeau, SipsyStreetIrregulars.blogspot.com. You're going to see the story he broke here on Armed American Radio in detail at his website after midnight. Catch it in the morning. You heard it here first. Thank you very much for your participation.